The Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Bernard Law, says he will refuse to accept donations for the church's charitable ministries that come from the new lay group Voice of the Faithful. The organization, founded 5 months ago in the midst of the clergy sex abuse scandals, seeks greater power in the church for lay Catholics. It has set up the Voice of Compassion Fund to accept donations from Catholics who, because of the sex scandal, are reluctant to give to the church's traditional fundraising initiative, the Cardinal's Appeal. Sasha Pfeiffer has been covering the story for the Boston Globe and joins us from her office. Thanks for being with us.
Hi.
What's the rationale behind Cardinal Law's decision?
Cardinal Law has said that, number one, the Voice of the Faithful's initiative undermines the Cardinal's Appeal. This is the main annual fundraiser for the church, and he believes essentially that it would siphon money away from that fundraiser. Law has also said that the role of contributing money to charities is the role of the Archbishop.
And how is the Voice of the Faithful responding to the Cardinal's refusal?
Voice of the Faithful has said that it's not going to be dissuaded by this, and it denies that it's trying to thwart the Cardinal's fundraising drive. The Cardinal's Appeal is suffering a bit this year. It's only raised about $4.8 million in pledges as of mid-June, whereas at the same time last year it already raised $7.5 million. But Voice of the Faithful maintains that the reason it's suffering is because of the clergy sex abuse crisis that has been rocking the church since January. And as a result, there's been a dilemma of conscience, the group calls it, for Catholics who are very angry about the scandal, but they still feel that they want to support the works of the church.
How much has the Voice of Compassion raised?
So far, the fund actually isn't operational yet. They're still doing the legal paperwork. They still need to try to get a list of the charities that the Cardinal's Fund typically gives to. But they have received $10 million in pledges from Voice of the Faithful officers.
This seems like a difficult situation for Law. On the one hand, he creates a PR problem by refusing to take this money for the church's charitable works. On the other hand, if this alternative fundraising mechanism, the Voice of the Faithful fundraising mechanism, diverts money from the Cardinal's Appeal, he's going to lose money for the things that he needs in terms of church administrative costs.
Well, I think that's correct, and I think that's sort of part of the unspoken issue here. And one of the criticisms from the lay reform group, and particularly from groups that support clergy abuse victims, is that what this could ultimately do is divert money away from the poor, is that it's a roadblock to getting money to people who need it most. A church official I spoke with this morning acknowledged that is true. He said that's a possibility. But he said that they hope that individuals will continue to give money individually to charities. Again, what it comes down to is that the church wants the money coming through the church. It doesn't want the money coming through Voice of the Faithful.
Let's talk about what's really at stake here, though. If the diocese were to accept contributions from the Voice of the Faithful, what would the diocese lose?
Well, I think that there is a loss of power, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Money's a big deal, and the Cardinal's Appeal is a major fundraiser. It's concerned, I believe, that if the Voice of the Faithful initiative is successful, then the Cardinal's Appeal will suffer as a result. And again, money is high stakes.
And I guess, as in any organization, money is power in this case. And if you get money funneled through a lay organization, then you have the laity gaining power that they didn't have before.
I think that's fair to say, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Sasha Pfeiffer is a reporter for the Boston Globe. She's been covering the fundraising dispute between Boston Cardinal Law and the new lay group, Voice of the Faithful.